It's okay. Normal service is resumed. Mike Cooley is back, which means we get to have another mindfulness session. And Mike, what are we going to focus on with the practice today?
Well, we're going to start off with a kind of fairly standard practice. We're going to shift our focus to our breath just to let everything calm down. But then we're going to see if we can kind of step back from our experience and see if we can rest in what is sometimes called the witness or the observer.
The observer or the witness? Oh, that sounds interesting. Mm. And is this an eyes closed or an eyes open practice?
I think eyes closed just to get the real kind of effect.
All right, great. Well, lead us on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so all you have to do is listen. As always, there isn't such a thing as a right answer. It's more like an exploration. We're just going to see where we end up, and it will be different for everybody. So you can find your posture on the chair, for instance, so feet on the floor, sitting upright, relaxed but alert. And all you have to do is listen and just see if you can follow the guidance. Okay. So the first thing we can do then is just notice your body on the chair. Okay, so maybe your feet on the floor, being held, resting on the floor. Just focusing on that contact, the feeling of your feet on the floor. And then we've got the rest of the body being held by the chair. So your bum on the cushion. Maybe your back against the chair. But just noticing that you're being held. You are being supported, held. So you can kind of give into that a little bit. You know, you don't need to hold yourself up. So just let yourself melt or relax into the chair. Let your feet drop into the floor. And then just notice that you're breathing. All right, it's already happening. It's been happening all day. It's been happening your entire life. And it's here right now. We're just going to notice that. So just notice the natural, effortless movement of breath in your body. Let it happen. We don't need to force it, hold it, control it. Okay, that's making extra work. Where do you feel it moving in your body? Is it the belly? Is it the chest? Just let it happen. Let breathing happen. But we can kind of ride or surf each breath as it moves in the body, so that we're really with it. So riding the in-breath all the way in until it fades. And just riding the out-breath all the way out until it fades. Okay, so this is the first gear shift, really, away from our thoughts and down into the natural flow of breath in the body. And then we can shift our focus up into the feeling of breath as it passes through your nose, through the nostrils. So just take a moment to see if you can find that. You know, do you notice the breath as it passes through your nose? Is it there? Is it hot or cold? Does it feel solid? Does it feel kind of fizzy or buzzing? So this feeling of breath in our nose will be the anchor point, our focal point, our target. Okay, just to develop some present moment attention, a focused mind, just seeing if we can track that breath as it passes through your nose, as best as you can. And every time your attention wanders away into thoughts, etc., that's fine, and that will happen many times. Okay, it's a wandering mind that we have. It doesn't like to stay in one place. So when it wanders off, don't worry about it. No problem. Okay, that's what it's got good at doing. That's the habit. But every time you catch yourself thinking, just shift your focus straight back into that raw flow of breath in your nose. and just allow everything else to happen in the background. Now, as we're sitting here, just following the breath as it flows through the nose, letting everything slowly settle down, calm down, I just want you to consider the activity, the busyness of what's happening in the world right now. Okay, so we're sitting on a chair and that chair is in the world. It's on planet Earth. So what's going on planet Earth right now? And I just want you to notice that it's a busy place. You know, not only do we have ecosystems and weather systems, the oceans moving, life moving, but we have human activity, we have cities, we have people's lives, people's dramas. All of this is going on right now as you're sitting here. It's a busy world. Now just shift your awareness into the relative stillness of your body in the chair. And compared to that busy world, how's the body? Does it feel still? Does it feel calm? Is there a sense of spaciousness? So stepping away from the world into the body, the stillness, the calm of this body. And just noticing if there's anywhere in your body right now that might feel still or calm or so neutral that we perhaps don't notice it because there's nothing wrong with it. But before long, you may start to notice that at first, yes, the body may seem still. But the more we look at that stillness and we focus on that stillness, we might start to notice that it's alive. It's active. The stillness or calm might be fizzing or buzzing. Your heart's beating. Blood is being moved around your body right now. Your nervous system is full of information, tingling, fizzing, thoughts moving through your mind. Okay, this body is a hive of activity. You're digesting. Okay, there are cells living and dying in this body right now. So this body is intensely alive. So just see if you can rest in that activity for a moment, just noticing how alive this body actually is. And that these processes we're noticing carry on in spite of us. They're effortless. They just happen. From the busyness of this body, this intelligent system. Now let's just shift up to take a look at your mind. So just take a direct look at your mind right now. What's your mind doing? And you might notice that it's fairly still compared to the world, compared to this body. It might be silent, quiet. Yes, thoughts might drift through, but they come and go. They pass through. The mind might feel a little bit like space, the space in which thoughts come and go. So just rest there in that still, calm mind. It's a haven, it's a retreat. But of course, you know, when we hang out in the mind long enough, again, you start to see that even when the mind is quiet, it's also not really quiet. For one thing, thoughts arise and pass. Okay, thinking happens. Memories pop up. Okay. And even if the mind is relatively still or quiet, you might be able to notice a kind of murmuring, a kind of bubbling away in the background. You know, subconscious thoughts, thoughts that are kind of half thoughts. They haven't become fully formed yet. They're bubbling away in the background. All this information bubbling away in our subconscious mind. It's there. So this mind itself is a hive of activity. Intelligent, active, spontaneous, dynamic. Just rest for a moment with that mind and just see if you can notice how active it is. So we've noticed the world and how busy it is. And we've noticed the body and how still it is, but yet that stillness is equally as busy as the world. Now we've shifted up to the mind, again, which might feel still. But when we start to look again, we notice it's busy, it's active. Where are you noticing this from? Where are you noticing your mind from? Where are you seeing or witnessing or observing your mind from? Not the world, not the body, not the mind. The place you're watching your mind from is the witness. It's the observing. It's the awareness. So when we rest in this place, we've kind of stepped out. You know, stepped out of the world, stepped out of the body, stepped out of the mind. Taken a step back. Just watching it. So just kind of stay here, settling or resting in this place of effortless observing, this effortless awareness that just knows. It knows the next thought. It knows your busy mind. It knows the next sensation in your body. It knows the next sound from the outside world. It doesn't step forward into that activity. It just watches it. It knows it. It sees it happen. What's this place like? It's almost like we've climbed up on a mountain and we're looking down. We can see it all. Mind, body, world. Okay. So when you're ready, just let your eyes open. But just notice that even with eyes open, and you might be looking around, that witnessing is still here. It's still on. It's still noticing everything. So it doesn't go away. It's always there. But that was just a practice to kind of step back into it.
And there's something very sort of reassuring and kind of exciting in a way about the fact that there is that constant there. So another fascinating practice. Thank you so much, Mike. We'll speak to you same time next week.
Thank you.